In this bulletin, disaster recovery payments to be rolled out to flood-affected communities, the suspect in the 4th of July shootings charged with murder, and Reece Walsh is making a shock departure from the Warriors. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Flood disaster recovery payments will be made available from tomorrow. The payments will include $1,000 for every eligible adult and $400 for every child across the 23 local government areas impacted so far. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is visiting flood-affected parts of New South Wales today, following a briefing from the state's Premier Dominic Perrottet.
For many of the areas, particularly that we're seeing in the Hawkesbury Nepean, also in southwest, but obviously particularly in the Hawkesbury Nepean area, there's been flood event after flood event. Many people are tired. It's a lot of anguish and despair. But our commitment from a state level and being here with the Commonwealth Government today is that we'll be with you every step of the way.
Citizens of Ukraine's Donetsk region are being told to evacuate as the Russian military offensive intensifies. Ivan is a resident of Donetsk and says Russian troops are intentionally terrorizing civilians.
The buses aren't working. Trolley buses aren't working because they are shelling us. Shelling and more shelling. The bastards. They are doing it on purpose to scare people. Look, this is war. Shelling and more shelling, and even that's not enough.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says air alerts were issued last night in nearly all of the country. Many of the alerts were in places that had enjoyed a long period of relative calm. President Zelensky says there was no logic in the actions of what he calls terrorists.
The Russian army does not take any breaks. It has one task, to take people's lives, to intimidate people, so that even a few days without an air alarm already feel like part of the terror. And this evening, Kiev, and again almost the whole of Ukraine, heard the air alarm.
The suspected shooter at an Independence Day parade near the US city of Chicago has been charged with 7 counts of murder. 21-year-old Robert E. Cremo is accused of firing over 70 rounds from a roof into a crowd of people during 4th of July celebrations, killing 7 people and injuring dozens of others. If convicted, he'd face a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Illinois State Attorney Eric Reinhardt says he unleashed a killing spree against their community.
These are just the first of many charges that will be filed against Mr. Cremo. I want to emphasize that. There will be more charges. We anticipate dozens of more charges centering around each of the victims. Psychological victims, physical victims, attempt murder charges, aggravated discharge charges, aggravated battery charges.
Victoria has extended its pandemic declaration by 3 months. Health experts are also considering whether to reintroduce mask mandates or introduce a second booster to curb COVID-19 cases. The declaration was due to expire before midnight next Tuesday, but has been extended until at least October 12. Premier Daniel Andrews says he's satisfied COVID-19 continues to pose a serious risk to public health throughout the state. In the NRL, Reece Walsh is making a shock departure from the Warriors. The 19-year-old is set to return to the Brisbane Broncos. The Broncos are the team he initially started with and was released from them to sign with the Warriors. With just 16 games under his belt, Walsh was named the NRL's Rookie of the Year. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.